Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
They did an accident. I mean, we're going to secure the border. We're going to run the biggest deportation operation this country's ever seen. Look, and I've been very clear on this. We won't prioritize, and President Trump's been clear, that the prioritization should be on criminals and public safety threats. And I don't know what congressman, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, would be against removing public safety threats from community. That should be a nonpartisan issue. That's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to do it without apology.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff on the phone with us this morning. You know, Jesse, I can easily envision Tom Homan volunteering to take the night shift at the border. Like, that's the kind of guy he is.
You know what? I believe Tom Homan should have me on his staff. I mean, it just kind of came across me. Like, we have a very similar personality. You know, I'm more than happy to arrest you if you want to defy the laws. You started with you, Mark. I just want to let you know. I have no fear, no favor. You know, you want to defy the laws. I have been in place for how many decades that suddenly everybody pretends never happened. Yep. We couldn't seem to exist in this country without those laws because the Democrats have actually overwhelmed and surpassed every single federal law. This is illegal migration is not legal. So here we are.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I love what he's saying and what they're doing and talking about. I mean, they are spurring action 20 days before they even take office. It's amazing to see the reactions around the country to what's coming.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing, you know, when you see those, what do they call them, the caravans of people going up? Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing the caravans start going down because everybody knows that, you know, a lot of this is going to cause personal deportation. You know, do you really want to be facing the crisis that's about to come upon you for hiring people illegally without having the appropriate documentation, paying them under the table for jobs that people claim, oh, Americans don't want to do that, when in fact Americans are more than happy to do many of these service jobs that the illegals are taking and getting paid below the market. You know, these corporate entities want to make profit off of them.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Jesse Dane, what's your take on the H-1B visa controversy? I think it's a whole bunch of hoo-ha over nothing because it's not the issue. The people being brought here legally to work is not the issue. The issue is the people that are breaking into the southern border.
Well, here is the issue. I actually have firsthand experience with this. I was a staffing professional for well over a decade in Washington, D.C., getting STEM people, science, technology people to do cyber warfare. Yeah. I actually saw the running mate for RFK post, and I thought it was very ignorant what she posted, that she had been the CEO of a company that had hiring, and these jobs were grunt coding jobs that Americans didn't want to do, and they didn't like the wages that were being extended to them because their education was so expensive, and they felt they were worth more. And I shot back at her. It's a very long tweet where I said, so what you're telling me is you lowered the wages and didn't pay Americans their value based upon their education, when in fact you deliberately lowered the wages to hire people and excused yourself by saying we couldn't find Americans to do the job. Here's the thing. When you hire somebody with an H-1B visa, because I worked for Pepsi Cola for a brief time, you have to post that job and ensure that an American, somebody with U.S. citizenship that's here already here, doesn't apply for the jobs. Okay. And what happens is that they deliberately lower those wages so that Americans don't apply for the jobs to justify filling it for an H-1B visa. When I worked at Fannie Mae, I saw the same thing when they were trying to hire an accountant with the H-1B visa. It's a lottery program. There's only so many a year. And I kind of scolded the manager, who could have cared less what I was saying, because she was trying to get somebody hired that was one of her buddies, probably from, I believe, she was of Asian descent, Chinese, and wanted to get somebody on board. An accountant. You cannot tell me. You cannot find an American as an accountant. So what they do is they lower those wages. They make sure that they get these H-1B visas to fill these jobs. And you cannot tell me that we don't have enough tech industry in this country to fill those jobs, because we do. I found them. They are paid well, and they graduate from top universities with computer science degrees, and they're paid appropriately. But Silicon Valley has made a rampant pretty penny off of people with H-1B visas claiming we can't find Americans. It's hogwash.
So do you think President Trump has stepped in it? Some people have suggested that, because he's now said that he's in support of it.
He's in support of H-1B visas, but you have to validate it by you do not have an American workforce to support that particular technology, period. Hard stop. If it's in that, now, I'm tired of seeing people have to go to Canada to get their citizenship that are doctors and high-level people that we could actually utilize. There should be a way of people being able to become citizens besides plopping a baby over the Texas and California border, and now you got an anchor baby thing going. We have to refine this process. I have no problem with people coming here to work legally. I do have a problem with lowering wages, because on average the wages are 17% to 30% lower when they hire H-1B visas compared to the U.S. staff. So what they do is they water down the wages, make sure that Americans don't apply, and then they can cry to the Department of Labor, oh, but we couldn't find an American. Yeah, because you're paying $50K for an $80, $90K or $120K job.
Yeah, so it needs to be reformed, no doubt about that.
Absolutely, hey, come here legally.
What can you tell me about the inauguration? Because you're going to be involved in that this year, right?
You know, I'm super excited, and I guess they realize that I'm not good at anything, because they haven't quite tasked me with anything yet. You know, they haven't, I haven't gotten the email, please, Jesse, order the bleachers to get people seating arrangements. They haven't sent me the note cards that I have to fill out by hand to make sure that everybody has a place to sit. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, the Veteran Coalition, if you had signed up at veterans.donaldjtrump.com, every single member of our Veteran Coalition got an invitation to come to the inauguration, which I'm quite impressed with. They got that out. We also will have the Medal of Honor recipients that all endorse President Trump. They will come. We as long as they're able to come, we will be paying for their travel and their hotel. So Elon Musk, thank you very not Elon Musk, I'm sorry, Mark Zuckerberg, thank you for the donation. We appreciate that. All of those. So it's basically going to allow us to ensure that the people that matter the most will be recognized. We also, on the 18th, there will be a ceremony at Arlington Cemetery, and all those who want to attend, we welcome them to come and line the streets and wave the flags as President Trump comes to Arlington Cemetery for the celebration, or the honoring, I should say, at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on the 18th of January. So if you're coming into town early, head over to Arlington and let's show the new president, who is actually our old fabulous president, the new president, a wonderful welcome back into D.C.
I'm so looking forward to it, and maybe I'll run into you while I'm up there. I'm looking forward to that, too.
Well, maybe, but, you know, I'm going to put your name out there for Secret Service to keep a special eye on.
Thank you.
I have that power now. I don't have a lot of power, but I do have a little bit of power.
thank you for that, Jesse. Thanks for looking out for me, I guess, or
I
looking
will,
out for
I will,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yes.
Hey, Happy New Year.
It's going to be exciting. Happy New Year. I'm excited. We will be seeing each other soon. Actually, I'm sure I will see you on the 20th, because I'm going to make a special effort. You're a dear friend. I've known you many years. And I'm, you know, free labor, so you love me too. I don't even have an H-1B visa to do this.
Dang. We got to work on that for you, for sure.
Never. We'll, you know, talking is my forte. I shouldn't get paid to do it anyway.
We will talk to you in 2025. How about that?
Yes, we'll take the hill, motivators. We only have a few weeks left of Joe Biden getting lost to where the bathroom is.
Amen. Jesse Jane, thank
Amen.
You. We'll talk soon. Always great having her on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.